Welcome, everybody, to the Riding with Rose Hill podcast. I'm Mitch.
And I'm Blake.
And you are Riding with Rose Hill.
The podcast, coming to you live from the Hill here in Cypress, Texas, will take place once a week where Mitch and I will discuss a wide variety of topics. Life, love, sex, drugs,
and rock and roll.
And all other things mythical and mystical about life in the music business. We'd also like to encourage everybody that if you have a specific topic you'd like Mitch and I to discuss,
just send it on into our Facebook page. Let the podcast begin. Hey guys, welcome back.
Welcome back to the Hill here in Cypress, Texas. Blake and Mitch from Rose Hill hanging out with you. Just a bunch of stuff we wanted to hit on today, man. Talk about a little bit of some of the things that have happened recently on the road, some of the fun stuff that we've been doing. Mainly wanted to tell you guys a little bit about the music video for Midnight America we just shot. Big deal for everybody. I appreciate everybody calling in requesting Midnight America on the radio. It's doing really, really well. I'm really happy about it. We're getting an amazing response from that song. And, man, just talk about this time of year, fall, man. That's my favorite time of year. You got football. You got Thanksgiving around the corner. Good food. Goodness gracious, family, good times, and a lot of, to me, this is the best time of the year for family, for friends, and playing music. This is my favorite time of the year, man.
Yeah, it's the weather.
I think it is,
those,
yeah.
Living down here in Texas, you know, those outside shows during, you know, May, June, July, goodness. And August, September are just miserable.
And we just this past weekend, we had to do two of the nights outside. One, we did the Rock the Republic Festival. And that was one of it was like 70, maybe 75 degrees outside.
Yes, perfect temp.
Wind blowing, just good enough to keep us cool. But man, what a fun event! We were one of only two country bands on that entire event. We just had a blast. They treated us great. The sound was great, and got to see some of our favorite bands like the Orbins play. Man,
that was a trip. That was cool.
That was a lot of fun. So just a few things like that. That's what we're going to talk to you about today. Like I said, we played the Rock the Republic Festival. We had a good time. The next night, had a little bit of craziness on that road trip up to Dallas.
We got up to Dallas, shot our music video, which I was thoroughly impressed with. I was expecting
right,
it to be...
Right, but you're forgetting, we missed a tornado by about a half hour on 45.
Oh, yeah, right.
We didn't even know
in
it.
In Rice, Texas.
Yeah, we didn't even know it until we were driving home the following Monday. God bless those folks. Hopefully everybody was okay, but... We didn't realize until a couple hours later when we were sitting in our hotel room waiting to go to the music video that, man, we narrowly dodged a tornado. So, yeah, be safe out there, man. I didn't realize tornado. I guess I should study weather more. I didn't realize tornadoes went this far.
We were heading towards Tornado Alley up in Oklahoma.
Yeah, exactly. And so, gotta give a little bit of... Gotta give a little bit of grief to our road manager. We were an hour late to the video shoot. Because he locked the van keys in the van.
And we have a rule.
But it's warranted.
Yeah, if you lock the van keys in the van, you are rewarded with two black eyes.
Two black eyes. So. Or we found a loophole. Because that night we didn't have a show, we just had to shoot the music video. And we were going to go and have a few drinks by the hotel room. We made him buy all of our drinks. That was better. That was better, I think. That's a better rule. That's gotta be. I mean, that's
and
five.
One black eye. He still gets a black eye.
He still gets a black eye, but I mean, that's five guys he's got to buy drinks for. And even if you're not drinking heavily, that's still at least a $100 bar tab, you know. So he got his due. But we did a big shout out to Matt Kaysen, who was the director of the video.
He did a good job.
We were shocked. We've never done anything like this. I mean, the White Lines and Stars music video was like an hour, you know. Right by the house.
We are rushing it because we're like, hurry the heck up. We got to get to a show.
Yeah, we got to get to a show.
Got to go to sound checks.
And it was a pretty standard video, and this was not the case. A Midnight America video was pretty intense.
It was pretty legit. I was ready to give Kaysen a bunch of grief, but he pulled through. I mean, and it was legit.
We showed up. There's like 15 crew members at this diner, and they, you know,
they had mock-up food plates.
Oh, yeah.
And all. I mean,
actually, the sausage was real, let me just tell you. I was a little hungry when we got there. that was the only thing we had to eat. But the coffee was fresh. The people were friendly and happy to be a part of the music video, and it couldn't have gone any better there. The second location for the video shoot was shot in a park, and close to downtown Dallas. In an area I've never been to, because I don't think anybody goes to this area. There was nothing
except,
there.
Except gangsters and drug dealers.
Gangsters and drug dealers and people parking. We rolled in. We were running about an hour late, and we got there, and there was no trees. It was
it's windy as heck.
Right next to, I guess, a little man-made lake called Trammel Crow Lake. And
it was cold.
It was cold. All of a sudden, that storm had brought in some cold weather. And it was about 50 degrees with about a 25 mile an hour wind. The wind was brutal.
Yeah, it was.
But like I said, the crew was just crazy cool, man. They unloaded the van of our stuff, because we did a full band shot at this park. They unloaded our trailer faster than any festival crew I've ever seen, at least for us. And that's our stuff is set up like that, man. That was really cool. Like Mitch said, we had to put somebody in charge of security because we were too cheap to buy the off-duty police officer for the night. And there was some, I don't even know how to say it, friends in low places that kept coming in and out of the park. And we found, I don't know how, but the biggest hippie of the whole crew ended up being our security copper.
Yeah, he did a great job.
He did. He kept turning around cars that were coming in. And I came up and I said, man, I'm glad you did it because I wouldn't have done it. He goes, oh, man, I know hippie kung fu. They couldn't have got past me.
And then he goes, I'm pretty good at this, man. You need a roadie?
So, you know, he was about, that was his last week here. He was about to go to Denmark for a beard contest.
No way.
I swear to you, man. That's why he was working on that ZZ Top beard. He was flying to Copenhagen.
I thought that was a joke.
No, he was dead serious, dude.
You sure?
Yes, that's because I double-checked with Kaysen after the shoot. Yeah, man, he's going to think about beards, apparently. But, man, we had a blast there. So I'll be looking for it, guys. It should be coming out real soon. We're real psyched for it.
We'll let you know on a future podcast when it's going to...
Or it may just pop up. I don't know. You know, they don't tell us anything. We just give them the material and they put it up. And I think I like that scenario. That's one less thing me and you got to mess with. But
I hear you.
After that, man, we went to Oklahoma City, which we've never played Oklahoma City before.
No, first time. First time to play there. It's been there plenty of times.
It was probably the worst type of scenario you can imagine for playing a live show, playing a Sunday show in a town you've never played in with a start time at 8 o'clock, and it turned into one of the funnest nights, man. The people there... Love the music. They were so gracious, and man, we just partied. We opened for Blue Edmondson, and Blue was releasing a new record.
Yeah, Blue's CD released at midnight that night.
Right, and his band was just killing it, man. They were so good, and man, the bar ended up having about 250 people in it for a Sunday.
I was pretty surprised for a Sunday. There was like 12 when we started playing.
Yeah, and then they started filling in, right? You know.
Yeah.
Hey, I guess nobody in Oklahoma works on Monday. That's okay by me. You know. I'd rather not, you know, have to do anything on Monday other than get off the couch maybe for a second or two. But it was a fun weekend, man. Other than that, I just, you know, I love this time of year. We got, you know, Halloween. I know that's your favorite. That's one of your favorite holidays.
Yeah, it is, man.
So I was thinking about this the other day, and I know this kind of works in general, but is it just me or is Halloween just an excuse for women to dress how they always have wanted to dress up in their heads, man?
Man, guys talk about this every single year.
But it's so true, man. They get the...
Well, the question is when did it go from, you know, being where a chick could dress up in, you know, something non-sexy or slutty and it would be funny? You know, like, a chick can't show up to the party looking funny.
No, not anymore, not in this day and age. No. But that's the funny part because...
And by chicks, I mean women. Don't mean to be downgrading. Yeah. Degrading.
But that's just it. I mean, it's the complete opposite for guys. Like, guys want to be as hidden as possible. It's funnier that way, you know, with either masks or makeup or gorilla suits or Gumby suits. Yeah, we're talking to you, Trey. But it's just, like, less and less every single year. Like, I was looking in this catalog, you know, because I don't know about you, but I get, like, Halloween catalogs, whether I order them or not. They just come in, like, costume catalogs.
I don't know. Jenny filters them out.
And I was looking through it, and I was looking, like, all the kids' costumes, you know, and they're all, you know, funny, you know, Disney princesses or, you know, all just normal kids thing. There is no separation between the kids section and the slutty women section.
Really?
So I'm sitting here, I'm like, if I gave
just
this...
Just goes right into it.
It goes right into it. And even the
no buffer?
No. Even the teen section girls, I'm like, if my daughter was 16 years old, there's no freaking way she was going out of the house like that. Yeah. But you would think they'd put like the guy section right after the kids section to make like a nice buffer.
If I have a daughter, she's going to go as Princess Leia. The robed Princess Leia.
The robed
Princess,
yeah.
not the Jabba the Hutt.
Right, exactly. But I'm just sitting here thinking, I'm like, if I give this to my daughter and she's flipping through going, oh, princess outfits, oh my gosh, I can see that lady's boobies. I mean, that's how ridiculous it's gotten, but I might complain, you know. I guess less is more. So, some good stuff going on. Excited about Halloween and... Man, we haven't got any questions sent to us, so if y'all want to send some of those questions in...
Come on out. Help us out. We're just kind of rambling this week. If you haven't noticed, we're a little bit tired still.
We got a lot of stuff coming up, man. We're finally coming down to Corpus, all you Corpus Christi folks. I know we've got some requests on Facebook. Please come down to Corpus, so we're going to make that trip on November 6th. And
wear your Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like everyone in Corpus should always be wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, it's as tropical as, well, I guess South Padre is pretty tropical, but...
Yeah, but Corpus is close enough.
Exactly. I'm not driving down to Padre for sure. But, and I was thinking about something the other day, too. Like, what I listen to changes with the seasons. Does that make sense?
I've been listening to the Abbott Brothers.
Right.
I mean, I got another one of the records.
Does things get more mellow for you?
Yes, with fall.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Everything in summer is high energy. Even some rock in there, just real high energy stuff, or real happy. Like spring is real happy.
Fall is real rootsy.
Fall is rootsy, and winter is just downright sad.
Yeah. I listen to Chris Knight when it's cold out.
how many minor chords can we fit in a song? For fall, and I just always thought that was interesting.
Just one's all you need.
Yeah.
Right. You just need one minor chord. That's it.
But I was thinking about that. We have been listening to a lot of the Abbott Brothers, and...
I just picked up another one of their records today, one of their older ones, and it's my favorite, I think.
It's something about, especially like when road trips with a band, like when the weather's cold, and it's always, you know, Sunday or Monday, whenever you're driving home, whether it being from like Lubbock or Oklahoma City or even Dallas, you know, something like 4 hours away. There's never as much energy, obviously, on the way home. Everybody's, you know, I can't, you know, I'm tired when I get home. And then, like this weekend, when you put that
geeking out in the backseat,
when you put that record on, everybody just spaces out, and it's such a cool feeling.
There'll be like an hour or more of just no talk.
Yeah, no talking. Nobody focusing on anything.
It's
else.
Like reflection time.
Yeah,
really.
Or hangover time. Either way, it helps everything. You know, but. I was just noticing that the other day because songs that I usually hit on the iPod have been shuffled to the back.
Oh yeah,
and certain things. Although it does get a little, heavy metal ramps up right around Halloween, Halloween time. The Coheed and Cambria comes out pretty heavy for Halloween time. You know, but that's just, you know, one of the things, man. I love about fall and the change of the season, the cold weather. Yeah, it's wonderful. So. Other than that, man, we can just roll on Rozo, you know, like, you know, be looking for that music video, start hitting the shows. We have some bundles, you know, available at the merch table. We're going to start getting those bundles on the website. That's the other thing I wanted to tell everybody is the website is going through a revamp, redesign.
Be patient with it.
Which is great. We're going to start giving away on the Facebook page. We're going to start giving away tickets to our shows. So be looking for that. They're also working on some bundles of our stuff, you know. Two t-shirts and a CD for like $30, you know, something like that we can give away. And promo codes too for contests if you
right.
know. We're thinking about doing a deal where first
y'all stay tuned because we might start dropping some deals here, you know.
Promo codes, just, yeah.
For instance, you know, if you know the answer to this, first one to text it to or send it to the Facebook page or whatever wins two tickets.
Right,
so
two tickets or CDs.
Keep tuned in. We'll have some stuff coming up here.
We're also thinking about doing like...
We're like a game show now.
Yeah, exactly. We're just crazy, boys. We're giving it away. We're also thinking about doing like, you know, first 15 people or 20 people through the door get a free promo code for a couple free downloads. So keep listening back. Guys, we really appreciate y'all hanging with us. Riding with Rose Hill there from the hill in Cypress, Texas, and catch a show near you.
We're out.
guys, thanks for listening to the Ride with Rose Hill podcast, coming to you from the hill here in Cypress, Texas.
And don't forget, if you like what you heard, this is a weekly podcast where we'll be discussing all sorts of issues. Don't forget to tell your friends.
They can find us at www.rosehill-live.com. And please, keep sending in your topics on the Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you.
Don't forget to support your local live musicians.